Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
Last week, I talked about my expectation that peak oil will be one of the most potent forces that shapes our politics over the next decades. This week, I'll explain how people from right-wing neo-fascists to liberals can use peak oil to promote their very different agendas. To review, last week I described talking about peak oil with some political activists at Democracy Fest in Burlington, Vermont. No matter what political issue they were interested in, they saw profound consequences from peak oil. For example, a high school student focused on universities, wondering how their workers and students could both commute and travel for research. One participant said healthcare will face new questions about how to procure medicine that is manufactured far away. Another participant thought about the effects of environmental refugees, fearing that people from nearby big cities would flee to Vermont and overwhelm our ability to provide for ourselves. A lot of these speculations were about possible crises. In these crises flowing from peak oil, the white supremacist British National Party sees opportunity for their neo-fascist agenda. The British National Party, or BNP, is somewhat of a fringe party. They have representatives on local councils, but none in the British Parliament. In recent elections, however, they gained seats in the European Parliament. Keeping non-whites out of Britain is one of their signature issues. Here's part of what the BNP has to say about peak oil on their website. Quote, "The crossover before falling production and rising demand will cause almost immediate economic chaos, with recessions, business failures, high unemployment, trade disputes, and, inevitably, wars to secure the last remaining oil supplies. The consequences can be interpreted as either apocalyptic or a window of opportunity for radical change in society and how we live with nature. It will either be seen as an end of civilization or the heralding of a new age when we learn to live with the resources of the planet." Unquote. While the language is strong and overly certain, there's nothing inherently sinister about it. Some other peak oil observers express themselves similarly, though they are very far from neo-fascism. Why does the BNP see peak oil as an issue friendly to them? It's partially because they dislike what they call the Soviet-style European Union, and they figure the EU will fracture apart under the stresses of peak oil. Partly, though, the BNP views peak oil as an important catalyst to winning political power, since they are the first British political party to take a stand on peak oil. They say, quote, "The voters might not like us pointing out that the wolf is approaching the chicken coop, but they will identify us as the ones who kept speaking about it back in 2005, bringing it to their awareness and understanding." Unquote. Most of what the BNP foresees resulting from peak oil seems separate from their agenda of making Britain a whites-only country. If they are right, maybe any political party that now starts seriously confronting peak oil can win more trust from voters down the line, when peak oil's effects are more obvious. There's also a danger that crises in the wake of peak oil can lead to a yearning for the sort of authoritarian leadership and scapegoating that neo-fascist parties like the BNP are willing to provide. It was the economic crises in Germany after World War I that made fertile ground for the Nazi Party to grow. On the other side of the political spectrum, peak oil also provides a good argument for liberals to use in the current U.S. debate over health care. Affordable, universal health care, not dependent on employment, is a key liberal goal. How is this related to peak oil? Energy scarcity means that we need to reorganize our economy to focus on locally available sources of food, fiber, fuel, materials, etc. Corporations in the global economy will likely continue to shed jobs. The sooner their employees leave voluntarily and start building local economies, the better. Portable healthcare plans, not tied to employment, make it a lot easier for people to become entrepreneurs or employees in the local economy. The decline of world oil production can create both crises and opportunities, whatever your political persuasion, or whatever political issue is important to you. How does awareness of peak oil affect your political work? I'm Carl Ettenayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.